You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. Are you forfeiting this segment?
Because I think Ravi Shastri would make a good Colombo.
He would make a good Colombo.
Yeah.
Maybe all these players should have, you know, babies donated to them.
She bowled one of the openers, and then there were four man cads. If anyone deserves a 5-5, it's her.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sins. You put it down. All the tail and this hit you out of the ground. Don't ask what it was, Karen and Joe. You see, you can't bowl and you can't throw.
In a week where England are threatening to send an understrength side to play the Ashes, leaving most Australians to wonder how we'd tell the difference. This is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Medical staff remain confident that the veteran will be fit for the Ashes. Payne has a bulging disc that has been, that's a funny one.
From my perspective, it was about in the 6:20 slot that I do, and the lights were on, but no one was home. I'm due a holiday, and it's come out, and I've gone, oh, goodness, what's going on here?
So you're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and of course that bulging dick quote, we were required by the ICC and Australian Podcasting Tribunal to play that because I think every single person's played that clip, but we thought we'd get in on the action. So that was Tony Armstrong talking about Tim Payne's bulging dick and then offering an explanation for what happened there.
So he said he got up too early it was too early in the morning
for holiday.
Him? Yeah, if that's your job to get up and do breakfast radio, you wouldn't think that'd be the first go-to excuse, right?
Yeah. I think he just likes being a bit of an innuendo machine because even his explanation, he was saying, you know, I took it out or something.
Yeah, it was protruding.
But, yes. Credit to Tony. Everybody else was making boring old, you know, pain in the neck jokes.
Yeah.
And he thought, no, I'm going to go in a completely different direction. So
yes.
Well done.
Yeah, the creativity is very impressive.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot more tasteful to make comments like that than what really happened to poor old Tim Payne, where they described how you cut through the front of the voice box and move my larynx to one side and go in through the front. It's
and he explained that was the less invasive way of doing it, which was a bit startling. I was just a bit curious whether, you know, moving aside his voice box, whether there'll be any damage to that, whether that'll hinder his sledging in any way.
Yeah, maybe it'll enhance it.
Oh, maybe. I thought maybe, you know, if his voice box was damaged, he might have to, you know, sledge in sign language or something. And then that got me wondering, can you do sign language if you've got wicketkeeping gloves on?
Oh, would it be a special format?
It would be. It'd be very, very challenging indeed.
Yeah, you'd probably get the basics right.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
So we did talk in that little break just before we started about England fielding an understrength Ashes squad.
Hmm.
That was a threat or maybe a promise. I'm not sure which. Yeah. And We know that they haven't really, you know, have they really sent full strength sides the last couple of times?
Seems hard to believe. If they if they have, they need to rethink it. So I think sending a different side, different kind of side. I mean, the Indians sent an under strength side last summer and they did very well. So I think it's a good tactic from England.
Yeah, well, the Indian teams did much better than the last couple of Ashes touring teams, right?
Yep. It was like 4-0 and 5-0 the last two times they came. So yes.
Yeah, but we're not going to be talking about that. We've just got enough time to talk about the most important tournament that's on at the moment, which is the upcoming Australia versus India Women's Series, which is seven matches. It's fantastic. Seven matches.
Yeah, it's one of those fancy multi-format series where you get different numbers of points for the different formats. So three ODIs, then a test, then three T20s. So
fantastic, there's a test.
Yes, yep. Very good indeed. And of course, the last time these two teams met was in that T20 World Cup final, which you may remember was like the week before everything in the world went batshit crazy. So,
that's right. It was International Women's Day, the 8th of March. India probably wanting to forget that match where Australia batted first and then India made only 99 in reply when they lost. I think Healy made 75 from half as many deliveries. It was a great game for Australia, but not so much for India.
Yeah, and they do have a tactic to make that not the most recent game because India have cunningly attempted to avoid that depressing piece of momentum by they've instead scheduled a warm-up match against Australia before the actual matches are being played, which I think is very clever.
And it's not an Australian second 11 or the Prime Minister's 11 or it's the
team they're going to play.
The men constantly touring Australia, the poor old men coming for the Ashes, for example, we trot out some terrible half-strength, quarter-strength team for them to warm up against. They don't get to warm up.
Caxi under-20s or something.
That's right. They get to warm up against a really pathetic team. And the women are doing it properly, giving India a proper warm-up by saying, "Here, you can warm up against the best team in the world."
Yeah. I like the idea also that, you know, they've got this series and basically they've got a bonus match in the series which just doesn't count for some reason. I think this is fantastic. Yeah. I think every series should have a couple of extra games scheduled and either team can just say at any point retroactively, that was just a warm-up game, that one doesn't count.
Well, even the test in the middle of the series, of them.
And the stats don't count for it either. So that gives an element of strategy. So you may have your best player doing well, but if the captain says, "Oh, sorry, I'm going to have to take that century off you, Alyssa, sorry about that," because we're retroactively declaring this a warm-up match.
Well, that would be brutal.
Yeah, it'd be funny though.
Absolutely. So the warm-ups, I mean, it would have been an eight game series otherwise. Yep. But fair to give India a warm-up, although they did pretty well, right? Australia won the warm-up, but boy, it was a high-scoring match.
It was a very high-scoring match. So Australia batted first. They made 7 for 278 from their 50 overs. So it was Haynes and Mooney and Lanning, they all made 50s. Because it wasn't an official ODI, Meg Lanning didn't bother to convert her half-century into a century. She saves that for the real games. But it was Poonam Yadav who was the danger for Australia. She took 3 for 28 from her 6 overs. And then in reply, India, they made 7 for 242. So they 36 runs short. They struggled early. The opening bowlers are Perry and 19-year-old Stella Campbell. They took 2 for 38 and 3 for 38 respectively. They opened the bowling together. And that pretty much took the wind out of the run chase a bit. They
did well then to get to 242.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Stella Campbell, she's been playing for the Sydney Sixers. Mm. She was signed for them at some very young age, like 14 or 15 or something, 16 maybe. She's a fast bowler for New South Wales.
Yep.
She's 19 now and it looks like she'll probably play in quite a few of the matches. So how exciting for her.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Mm. I guess the other highlight was Perry's run out. Did you see this one?
Is this one where she just went wandering out of her crease?
Yep. She basically was facing up to one of the Indian seamers, played and missed, and then decided, I should have played a different kind of shot to that. So she kind of took a couple of steps out of her crease and did some shadow defending and practicing her shots and then was a little bit startled to realise that she'd been run out by the wicketkeeper who just threw the stumps down.
I mean, it was a warm-up. Is it permitted to run someone out when they're effectively warming up?
Maybe. I thought maybe she was, practising being doomed. She thought, if this is the new trend in women's cricket, I'm just going to practice wandering out of my crease absentmindedly and see what happens. happens.
And well, unless you get run out that way once or twice, you never know quite how far you can push it, right?
Yep. Yep.
But I think you mentioned that it was certainly better having the warm up at the start of the match than having them at the end of a series. Like,
yes.
Like most, you know, they just have this terrible dead rubber at the end of the series. Much better to have that at the start.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's less incentive for India to pack it up and go home if it's at the beginning of the series.
That's true. And by the way, I've put a bet on India to win the first match.
Excellent. Well, that first match starts Tuesday, Australia time. So that's tomorrow for us. But check your local guides for when that is for you.
Look, regardless of when you're listening to this podcast, there's so many matches in this season that there'll be one of these Australia-India matches about ready to start, no matter where we are in the sequence.
Yep. So just turn on your cricket provider of choice and they'll be playing.
Yeah.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Okay, well, last week we asked people to support us, not via Patreon like all those other podcasts do. We said just give us your honest 5-star rating on iTunes and we'd really appreciate that as a form of support. So we suggested that our reviews in the form of Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most blank cricket podcast of them all. Kat and Dan's devotion to blank is what keeps me coming back each week. And we did get a review, didn't we, Kat?
We did. We got a review from Mr. Dennis Friedman?
Fraudman? I can't read the writing, but it's something like that.
Okay, who said, Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is the most amazing cricket podcast of them all. Kat and Dan's devotion to keep Dennis away from it is what keeps me coming back each week.
So that's really good, really nice from Dennis. It's really good to have a new listener on board. So, yeah, if you leave your review online, we'll read it out in a future episode, much like we did to, what was his name?
Dennis.
Dennis there, yeah.
Thank you, Dennis.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
So this is a segment that is our quiz. I've put it not very much thought into the quiz, I'm sorry, Dan, this week. It is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer? This is the retirement edition.
The retirement edition.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we already talk about retirement? We do talk about retirement every week, don't we?
That's because people keep bloody retiring on us. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the quiz is who retired this week?
Okay.
Right? I'm going to give you a list of names and you can tell me yes or no whether they retired and we'll just keep score. We'll see if you can get to 10 because I reckon
10?
I've got that many.
Bloody
yeah.
Hell.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of people.
Yep.
That, you know, it is a quiz. They won't all have retired. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's just keep listening, everyone. Ready? The first one, Yasif Malinga.
He did retire, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Do I have to tell you what format he retired from?
No, I think that's good. Almost impossible.
He retired from everything, I think.
He retired from all forms of cricket. Yes, correct. So Malinga, 1 out of 1.
Mm-hmm.
The next person, Nathan Horitz.
Nathan Horitz retired many, many years ago.
Did he retire this week, Dan?
No, he did not.
No, he did not. Correct. That is 2 out of 2. Nathan Lyon.
Nathan Lyon, I don't believe, has retired from anything this week. No.
No, he's a no. 3 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Jones.
I don't even know who the hell Nathan Jones is, so I'm going to say yes, just because you're not going to give me 3 no's in a row.
Oh, correct. He retired from AFL.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of him.
No, I've never heard of him either, but anyway, that was just 3 Nathans
One
in a row.
One of the Nathans, yeah.
You said that I wouldn't give you 3 in a row. I gave you 3 Nathans in a row.
That's true, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Josh Hazlewood.
Josh Hazlewood has not retired. Please tell me Josh hasn't retired.
No, in fact, he played last night.
Did he?
Mm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because the IPL's back.
That's right.
Yeah, so welcome back, IPL. We'll probably discuss more of that next week.
We shall. We've only had one game back in, but it's very exciting. Okay, so Josh Hazlewood, I think you're up to 5 out of 5.
I'm going for a clean sweep here.
What about Josh Philippe?
I hope not. He's like 20 years old, isn't he? I'm saying no to Josh Philippe.
No, he has not retired. Josh Morris.
Josh Morris is an NRL player. I believe he did reply, but both the Morrises retired. There's twin Morrises. They're like twin wars.
Really? And they retired in the same week?
Same season. So they both retired this year, I
correct.
Believe.
You're at 7 out of 7 for Josh Morris. what about Michael Holding?
Michael Holding retired from commentary, yes.
Yes, he did retire this week. What about Virat Kohli?
Virat Kohli retired as T20 captain of India, and I believe he just announced he's retiring as T20 captain of ICB as well.
Really?
Mm, at the end of the season.
Wow.
Under the IPL. I'm on top of these retirement. I'm all about retirement.
I can't really get you at all. It's very sad that Vrat's retiring, isn't
it? Yeah, he's still playing. He just doesn't want to be big boss anymore.
Is it the beginning of the end?
Yes.
No, of course not. His batting perhaps needs some focus. I think we're up to 8 out of 8 now. I've got two more for you.
Mm-hmm.
George Dobell.
George Dobell. Friend of the podcast, George Dobell. He's no longer working for Crick Info, or he shortly won't be working for Crick Info. I think he's got some kind of grace period, but he's on his way out.
But he's not retiring.
Not retiring from journalism, no.
All right, one more. New Zealand. New Zealand cricket team, I should say. New Zealand men's cricket team.
The New Zealand men's cricket team retired from playing in Pakistan at the very last minute. Yes, they received security concerns and said, thanks for letting us come visit and quarantine for 2 weeks. Now we're turning around and going straight back home.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad for poor old Pakistan.
So you're right on top of all these retirements. I think I have to give you 10 out of 10.
Excellent. So that means I'm not retiring from this segment. I will continue on in the future.
And you are also smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
Who presumably would have got at least one of them wrong.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
This is the Moeller Award, our award for the most absurd and stupid thing that happened in cricket over the past week. It's pretty hard to find things in one single week, isn't it, Dan?
It is, but, well, you'd be surprised. We've got a bit of a deluge of things coming in here.
We have every week so far, right?
So far, so good.
Can I start with one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, so you might recall that there was an old cricket captain who died a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Ted Dexter.
Ted Dexter.
He retired from living.
I'm glad you remembered his name. Anyway, he was emailing Joe Root a few weeks back.
Yes.
Or perhaps not a few weeks back. A few weeks back, we talked about how he was emailing Joe Root.
Yes, we did. Yeah. About how Joe Root needed to smarten up because he was batting like rubbish.
Before he died.
Before
Ted Dexter died.
Yes.
Anyway, he used to email Joe Root. Well, Joe Root's still getting unwelcome advice. It's time from his grandfather. Who I think is still alive.
Let's assume so.
Let's assume when he was giving the advice he was still alive at least.
So not the ghost of his grandfather.
No, so his advice this week was the 100 is as welcome as COVID.
And Jesus, Grandpa Root.
Yeah, good work, Grandpa Root. His name's Don. Don Root.
The Don.
Yep. Yes, what a wonderful cricket name.
Yep.
Anyway, that's Joe Root's grandfather. Thank you for that advice. Yeah. He's our first nomination.
He's definitely our first nomination. Our second nomination I guess it's the new people in charge of Pakistan cricket who have chosen Matthew Hayden as their batting coach for the upcoming T20 World Cup.
Yeah.
And
were there no other applicants?
I assume not. They said basically that Matthew Hayden, he won a lot of things and that was pretty much the reason for it. I don't think they went much deeper than that. He used to be able to hit the ball very hard and Australia won a lot of World Cups, therefore get him in there.
Yeah.
It inspired, I assume you realise or recall that I do cheat on you occasionally in terms of cricket podcasts. my other co-podcaster, Alex Bowden, he wrote a great piece on this decision by Pakistan. It was called Pakistan's Poor Batters Are Going to Have to Listen to Matthew Hayden Speak.
That's a great title.
Yeah. Yeah, but you raised the question, does it mean the batters who are poor in Pakistan, or is it all the batters who are going to have to listen to him speak?
Yeah, I mean, it should just be the poor batters who are forced. I mean, the good batters shouldn't have to listen to him,
Nobody should, but in particular the good ones, yeah. Anyway, he wrote this excellent piece which gathered together some great Hayden quotes. I'll just read out one of the quotes from Alex's piece here. He says, one of the most striking elements of Hayden's speech was the tendency to start one sentence, confuse himself, and then end a completely different sentence. For example, the capacity to win in another country under duress of opposition tactics in their entire country was perhaps the best team result that we've had. So as Alex says later in the piece, he says, whether the players are English speakers or not, Hayden brings his own built-in language barrier. So I think that's very true. Yeah. So it's a fantastic piece. You can track that down over at kingcricket.co.uk. And if you do go there, pop into the comments and tell Alex we said hello. And yeah, as mentioned, Alex and I do the Ridiculous Ashes podcast, and we can exclusively reveal here on Can't Ball, Can't Throw that we've started recording our third series. So that'll be coming out in a few weeks' time.
Watch out for our advertising.
Will definitely be advertising there.
Yeah. And also, I think Alex must be the greatest collector of Haydenisms in the world of cricket.
Yeah, he's got quite the collection.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
He's very, very dedicated.
So up next, what's our next nomination?
I think Tim Payne's Throbbing Dick has to go in there somewhere. So that's a nomination.
I think more accurately it was a bulging.
Bulging disc, that's whatever.
Anyway, whatever. Something was happening with it. Our other nomination, I think Ravi Shastri makes it in, what, for the third week in a row?
I think so, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So he said basically during the week that he had no regrets about the book launch.
Yeah, fair enough too. Got them home a match early.
Yeah. I think that's very mischievous, actually. maybe there's a meta issue about if we didn't have the book launch, suddenly we may not have been home so quickly. But in hindsight, none of them have COVID, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Only the poor physios. Mm. That no regrets about the book launch is kind of results-oriented thinking there, right?
It is, yes.
Which is probably not the greatest thing for a coach to have, but anyway. Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
Logical fallacies and all.
Yes. As we mentioned, we've got New Zealand leaving Pakistan slightly early. I am a little bit worried about this increasingly packed schedule of international cricket cancellations. I think there's just too many cricket cancellations these days. They need a window to fit in an abandoned domestic T20 tournament.
Right.
Otherwise, the players are going to have to choose, which things they don't play.
Wow. It's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice for these players.
Don't know how they can make it.
Mm.
Anyway, let's move on. On from that to Danai Vanekirk calmly guiding another dog off the field. Another dog? Is it the same dog?
I think it is the same dog.
Called Javo 69 dog or something?
It's a little Javo dog. It's a little Javo pup.
Yep.
So this was at the end of the West Indies versus South Africa series. Mm. So it was just about to go into a super over. So there had been like this really tight run out and the match was tied. It was all very exciting. And then suddenly a dog wanders onto the ground. Very excitable dog. Probably just wanted to see a super over up close.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch the clip?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
It was quite long. I mean, the dog just ran around and lay down quite a number of times. It was not getting off the ground, was it?
Yep. Yeah. But a good dog. I think we probably need to start a new segment. Like, I need to get a clip, like a Who Let the Dogs Out clip, and make this a regular segment.
There is a Twitter account at Dogs at Cricket.
Yes, I saw that one.
You can go there if you're very interested in looking at all the different dogs at different cricket matches. And that particularly, it could be a new way of deciding a super over, couldn't it be? Which player of which side
does the dog go to?
Yes, that would be wonderful. Or who can get the dog off the field?
Mm.
And how accurate, because there were quite a number of people chasing it.
The fielding team would have an advantage though, wouldn't they? They've got 11 people out there.
Yeah, but they don't have implements. They don't have bats and so on that could help guide them out.
I hope none of them are hitting the dogs with the bats.
I hope not too. Oh, well.
All right, so who are we going to give the award to this week? That's a lot of nominations.
That is. I can't even quite remember them all. I feel like I'd like to give it to Matthew Hayden.
All right. Good work, Matthew Hayden. You are our Muller Award winner.
Let's hope he makes another appearance.
Yes, I have no doubt that he will. I think that's pretty much where we're going to wrap it up here. So listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter.
And you've been listening to Kat Jones at Cricket Bat Kat. We will see you next week. In the meantime, go and give us a review or like us on Facebook or follow us at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter as well.
Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.